When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
It's not often that you lose your best offensive player and get better as a team, but it happened yesterday. It's Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. I am Christopher Carlin. He is Joseph Fortenbaugh. Joseph, has your phone stopped going off yet with all of the moves of the first day of legal tampering?
In regards to the moves for legal tampering, yes. But we did start yesterday's show saying we expected answers. Answers as to where Kirk Cousins would go. We got them. Answers as to what was going on with the royal family in Kate Middleton. Didn't get them.
Nothing.
And I'm going to tell you this. People are all up in my mentions with their conspiracy theories. A lot of people out there thinking like this show is thinking, what is happening at Buckingham Palace? We're going to get to the bottom of it.
I can't wait. We will let you know when we're going to get to that. And they will let me know when we're going to get to that.
Won't be soon.
And I will be stepping aside when we do get to that. However, we do have plenty to get to, including what's happened in the last hour. First things first, let's get you caught up on moves that have happened here in about the last hour or so. Joe Mixon, who we initially heard last night after the Cincinnati Bengals were signing Zach Moss, we initially heard that they were going to be releasing him. As it turns out, Joe Mixon is getting traded to the Houston Texans. The Falcons, in the last few minutes, reportedly bringing in former Bears wide receiver Darnell Mooney, 3 years, $39 million, $26 million guaranteed for Mooney. And then Shaq Barrett, the former edge rusher for the Bucks, going to the Dolphins on a $9 million one-year deal. Jameis Winston headed to the Browns to be Deshaun Watson's backup. Anything ringing your bell out of those moves in the last hour?
The Mixon one comes as intriguing because I think if you play fantasy football, that's one of the names you'd be quite familiar with. Joe Mixon's been with the Cincinnati Bengals for quite some time. He's been quite productive. He's played a lot of games. He's moving on to Houston and greener pastures. Texans needed a running back. Found a willing trade partner rather than go out on the open market and try to make a move for someone still available, perhaps like a Derrick Henry. Maybe Henry has already figured out where he's going. It's just a matter of dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
Listen, I think for Mixon, that will be a good fit. And if we're talking about running backs, yesterday the move that caught my attention the most, as I think with everybody else, was Saquon Barkley getting $37.75 million from the Philadelphia Eagles. Happened in the last hour of our show, I would say yesterday. And the Giants letting him go is not all that surprising, especially when you consider what the price tag was. But they also added Brian Burns in a trade with the Panthers. We'll get to the Giants' end of it in a moment. The Eagles brought in Saquon Barkley and Bryce Huff, who's a guy who's coming off a career year this past year with 10 sacks. Joe, they didn't fix their problems. They may have given all the money that they needed to Landon Dickerson and made him the highest paid guard in the history of the league. But I still think they have a couple of questions on the offensive line. And Saquon Barkley, while he could help them offensively, no doubt, it's not going to fix the Eagles' biggest problem. And that is with the quarterback and where Jalen Hurts' head is at right now. Because when you listen to the stories that we've heard this offseason about his relationship with his teammates not exactly being the best, that is super concerning. I don't care who's playing around him.
Eagles, very interesting. Day one of free agency, very interesting. Because generally, the true contenders, the teams that have been at the top of the heap, don't necessarily make a big splash in free agency because they don't necessarily have the money to do so. They're a good team because they have good players, and good players generally command large salaries. Therefore, you tend to see the bottom of the barrel, so to speak, getting active in free agency because they have a lot of salary cap space available, but not the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, on one hand, I want to look at the Barkley deal and say to myself, that's a pretty good value, even though people think it might be a lot of money. Here's what I mean by that. Darnell Mooney, former Bears wide receiver, as you just announced, signed with who? The Atlanta Falcons, right?
Correct.
All right. Saquon Barkley got 3 years, $37 million. Mooney got 3 years, $39 million. So Mooney got about $2 million more. They both got $26 million guaranteed. So it's the exact same thing. Saquon, 27 years old. Mooney, 26 years old. So similar in age, virtually identical contracts. Last year, Saquon Barkley touched the ball 288 times. That resulted in over 1,200 total yards and 10 touchdowns. Meanwhile, Darnell Mooney touched the ball 33 times. That resulted in 419 yards and one touchdown, Carlin.
Mm-hmm.
One touchdown. That level of production was deemed to be comparable to Saquon Barkley's level of production given the contracts that were awarded. So I say to myself, if Atlanta's spending that much on Darnell Mooney based on what he's delivered, and I know it's Chicago, it's Justin Fields, so maybe the numbers aren't as good as they should be, but DJ Moore tended to produce in that system pretty well if I look at those numbers. I'd say to myself, I think you got a pretty good deal on Barkley given what a comparable contract gets you in Darnell Mooney. But on the flip side to that, as an Eagle fan, I got shades of the dream team here. Shades of the dream team. I mean, you go back to whatever that was, 2011, 2012. Yep. The Eagles are coming off a 10-6 season, but it was a bit of a disappointment. So they go out and they just go nuclear in free agency. They sign Nnamdi Asamoah, Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, Vince Young, Ronnie Brown. You remember him? The
Ronnie
right back
Brown.
Out of
Auburn. Wow, that's
Miami.
A name.
Evan Mathis, Steve Smith, not Steve Smith, Carolina, Baltimore, Steve Smith.
Giants.
New York Giants, Steve Smith. And then Jason Babin. Vince Young, of course, afterwards proclaims them to be the dream team. They fall apart. Andy Reid gets fired. And I haven't really heard from him since. So clearly the dream team was the end of his career. But now, similar. Day one free agency. Here comes Philadelphia out of left field. They're re-signing guys for lots of money. They're bringing in Saquon Barkley, which is a bit of a head scratcher. They're bringing in a pass rusher from the Jets that I don't think a lot of people saw coming. Not saying it's going to end the same. I'm just a bit surprised at how aggressive Philadelphia has been in this early stage of free agency.
Yeah, the spin so far I'm hearing on, first of all, on Bryce Huff is, well, the metrics are all great. In other words, the analytics are all pointing in the right direction, you know, even though he's coming off a career year with 10 sacks. Okay, we'll see. I am shocked that they would devote that level of money to that position when that has never really been the approach for Howie Roseman since, what, DeMarco Murray, maybe? I mean,
that was the Chip Kelly time. That was coming right off of the dream team, right?
Yeah.
They got aggressive with DeMarco Murray at running back.
Yeah, hasn't really worked. So that
did not know.
Howie's approach, desperation's not the word I want to use, but I would say a move that was made out of a perceived necessity by the front office, which I don't think necessarily existed. He will help. I'm not going to deny that. He will help. If he is on the field, he will help. But on the flip side, did the Giants do the wrong thing by letting him go? Absolutely not. Giants 100% did the right thing by letting him go. Saquon Barkley needed to go get as much money as he could. And the Giants yesterday took what was a big chunk of their assets, and they went and paid it to a premier position. Joe, that's what you do. They went and got Brian Burns from the Carolina Panthers, who we have talked about a year ago, and said that Brian Burns could have gone to the Rams for two number one picks, and the Panthers said no, and now they trade him for a second and a fifth, and the Giants give him $88 million guaranteed, up to $150 million total. Brian Burns is a dynamic pass rusher. The guy can be a game wrecker for the Giants. That is what we call the right kind of move and allocating your assets properly.
That's Giants football right there. It's been a while.
Well, it hasn't been in a while.
It's been a while. It has been more than a decade since the Giants remembered who they were, but this is Giants football right here, building in the trenches, especially along the defensive line. Any big blue fan out there from way back in the day, you got to feel great about this move or series of moves because the Giants appear to have a plan. They appear to have a plan that they're working to implement to build an identity. they now have a pretty solid defensive line. If you take a look at Brian Burns and what he's done, Kayvon Thibodeau is coming off a season in which he had 11 and a half sacks. He's only going to get better with all the attention opposing offensive lines are going to have to pay to Burns. And don't forget Dexter Lawrence, 26 years old. Love he's him. fantastic in the middle of that defensive line. This is Giants football. Build a bully with the defensive line and set the tone. That's how they've done it in the past. That's how they're looking to do it now. Saquon Barkley's gone. Good for both parties. You said it perfectly for Barkley. Go get your money. You've been looking for it for a long time. Happy for you. On the same slate with the Giants, you needed that distraction gone. Not saying Saquon was a distraction. The situation was a distraction. Yeah. There was too much talk over the last few years about pay him, don't pay him, franchise tag, don't franchise tag, hold out, not a hold out, be done with it. It wasn't working. Everyone be done with it. Saquon, go get your money. Giants, quiet down. Bad teams make a lot of noise. The Giants have made a lot of noise the last few years. It's time to quiet things down. These moves are the start of that. I think Big Blue had a very good day one of free agency.
Carlin versus Joe, presented by Progressive Insurance. Bundle home and auto and save. Visit progressive.com. One team, absolutely silent on day one of tampering. Yet they're still favorites to win their division. We'll tell you who it is next. Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Someone in the NFL says something that leaves us scratching our heads. And it's usually Jerry Jones.
I have to believe one and one is three. I can't operate where one and one is two.
This is Jerry's world, and we're just living in it.
You know, listen, here's the lesson that we should have taken out of yesterday from a Dallas Cowboys standpoint. Listen to Dan Graziano because he knows what he's talking about. Dan Graziano told us last week, Cowboys are not coming out and going to be massively active on day one of free agency and signing everybody in sight. And guess what? Nothing done. Nothing. But I thought we were all in, Joe. What does all in mean, Joe? Please enlighten the big fella.
Well, I think you just went ahead and let them know. They said they're going to be all in. They're not all in. Right? That was what they were talking about.
So all in means not all in.
You know what? We're going to have to turn it over to Jerry Jones, and I'm sure you've got some sound on that to us trying to sort through exactly what Jerry might mean by that, because we were led to believe one thing, and it feels like we might be going in a different direction here.
Okay, so let's hear from Jerry on going all in this season. This was at the NFL Combine.
All in, as far as we're going to do everything that we can do to have this year be as successful as it can be. And one of the reasons I feel good about it is because Dak is for sure our quarterback.
Okay.
And it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay, that sounds like an all-in. It would sound like a team right there, all right, we're going to make a push, free agency opens, we're going to try to address, I don't know, the defensive line concerns, perhaps the linebacker concerns. We struggled against the run last year. We lost Tyron Smith on the offensive line, could always get some help there. Tony Pollard's not with us anymore, a lot of running backs out there, maybe we'll make a move there. But nothing. Okay, so maybe there's a different definition?
Maybe so, because if you're going all in to try to make it work right now and you want to improve positions like the defensive line, and it turns out all you did yesterday was lose Dorrance Armstrong, and on the offensive line you lost Tyler Biadasz, how do you pronounce his last name, the center, and Tony Pollard's gone, you don't have a running back, is that all in?
Well,
what does that mean?
On one side of the equation, you could say to yourself, you know what? Dallas is doing exactly what most legitimate contenders do. They sit out day one free agency. They really only get involved in free agency to A, re-sign their own players, and B, to pick up a small piece here or there somewhere down the line that can come in and help you on a bargain, right? Free agency is for bad football teams. Bad football teams have lots of money to spend. You know who had a quiet day yesterday? Kansas City. Didn't hear a whole lot from them. Didn't hear a whole lot from Baltimore. Didn't hear much from Cincinnati outside of T. Higgins saying he wanted to be traded. So we heard from him, not Cincinnati. We didn't hear a whole lot out of San Francisco. Leonard Floyd, they brought him in along the defensive line, but that wasn't a bank-busting contract. Detroit, they're a legitimate contender these days. They made a nice trade at the cornerback position. But for the most part, day one free agency is quiet when you are a contender. And for the Cowboys, yesterday was very, very quiet.
Well, to be clear, you're putting the Cowboys in the same discussion as all those other teams?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch, no?
Well, I mean, they along with all those teams didn't do anything yesterday. So, yeah, they're in the same conversation.
Well, but I'm talking about being true contenders along those lines. All right, I want to hear a little more from Jerry, okay? Here is the example of how a team could be all in this season, as he explained it at the Combine, especially when it comes to, say, you know, quarterback.
Yeah, I've drafted quarterbacks for the future, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would be reluctant to do that this year. That's an example.
Right. How does...
And use a top pick for... use our first pick for a quarterback this year for the future.
Right.
If you had an opportunity, there you are, 24, and greatest thing since ice creams, he's sitting there.
Yeah, you'd be reluctant.
I'd be reluctant to do that this year. Let's call all in to this year.
Craziest thing since ice cream.
Wow.
It's a great line.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay, so to me, here's where I'm at with this. All in Jerry's world, so to speak, means trying to go in with all in with what we have right now, and we're going to lose some things, which is what's going on. They have lost a defensive lineman, an offensive lineman. Biadasz, is that correct? Is that right now, Ev? Biadasz, that's his name?
We'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. But starting center, that's the point. And so now we're at this point where you're going to try to run it back. That's what all in apparently means to me. And I don't understand how you're better at that point. I am still going to operate under an assumption, and maybe foolishly so, that Derrick Henry is going to be a Cowboy. I truly believe that will happen. And that, to me, all in. Here's a guy that's probably at the tail end of his career, but still exceptionally productive, and we can get at a reasonable number for a one-year deal and can go and run some people over. But I don't... Going all in here, to me, sounds a lot more like running it back with a team that didn't do, as we have come to say on this show, squadouche.
All in is just a marketing tool. That's all this is. People get so confused as to how Dallas is operating because, again, we're all looking at one game while Jerry's playing a different game. Jerry throws the words all in out there for everyone because it leads them to believe, hey, Dallas is gonna be a player.
Oh.
That's the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys spend big money. The Dallas Cowboys are a big brand. Dallas Cowboys have a beautiful stadium. The Dallas Cowboys are all in, ladies and gentlemen. Continue to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. That's what Jerry's doing. It's just a marketing phrase. Every year when we get to the NBA playoffs, have you ever noticed all the teams that have their different colored t-shirts that they adorn all the seats with before each playoff game? And there's always a phrase on there. Miami uses heat culture, apparently. That's become the big thing there. But everywhere you go, next man up, or this is the year, or all hands on deck. You come up with a catchy marketing phrase, you slap it on a t-shirt, and you hope everyone buys in. And if for some reason you go on a deep run, that becomes the mantra everyone hooks into. For Jerry, he's been in front of a microphone throughout the course of the offseason. Everyone wants to know what the Dallas Cowboys are going to do. Jerry's not an idiot. He's not going to come out and say, well, we're kind of jammed up when it comes to the cap. We're not overly thrilled with our quarterback's performance in the postseason. The head coach is, in fact, on the hot seat, and we're not sure we can get past Philadelphia, so it could be a troublesome year. No, 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 no. That's not how you become the biggest brand in football.
Right.
You become the biggest brand in football because despite all those problems, you get in front of a microphone and you come up with catchy such as, hey, Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, we're all in this season, baby. You go ahead and you talk about that on Sports Talk Radio. You talk about that on First Take. You talk about how the Dallas Cowboys are all in because that's what we are this year. Doesn't matter if you actually back it up. It's the words that matter to Jerry Jones.
Right. Words are, as has always been the case when it comes to winning championship, words so much more important than actions. So much more important than that.
I think when it comes to valuations, they matter. But when it comes to winning the championships, no, not at all. Because this is Dallas. I mean, the reality of the situation is much like Graziano said last week. They don't have money to spend. They are over the cap. They need to figure out what they're going to do with their quarterback who's going to cost them $60 million this year. Now, what would have been smart? This would have been the smart, prudent move if you wanted to be good and competitive this year. You would have sat down with Dak well before yesterday started, and you would have said, look, we want to extend you. We want to take this salary cap number down, but we want to give you more years and more money. You would have worked something out. It would have freed up some space. Then you would have talked to CeeDee Lamb and or Micah Parsons about their futures and tried to get those guys locked in, much like the Eagles did with Landon Dickerson at offensive guard. They value him, so they got him under contract, much like the Kansas City Chiefs did with Chris Jones. They value him, so they got him under contract. That's what they would have done with one or both of those players, but they didn't. And then when all of that would have been settled, they would have moved to the business of addressing some of their issues, defensive line, linebacker, offensive line, running back, whatever that may be. But they didn't solve the Dak situation in time, so they didn't have the money to figure out what they were going to do with CeeDee Lamb and or Micah Parsons. And as a result of that, they didn't have any opportunity to go out and make any splashes on day one free agency. As a result, Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys, not only still your NFC East favorites, but favorites to, at best, immediately get kicked out of the playoffs once again next year.
Okay, can I attempt to summarize everything that you just went through?
Sure.
The Cowboys are all talk. And it's all crap.
Yeah, hell yeah.
There we go. Okay.
They're very good at it, but they love to talk.
Exactly. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. My top five moves of the NFL offseason so far, coming in 30 minutes. You're welcome, and you're going to want to be there.
Mm.
But up in just moments, how one team has gone from being on upset alert to a potential national championship sleeper. That is after this from our friends at Indeed. It is the perfect time to gear up and connect to quality candidates. There's no better way to do that than through Indeed. It's the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, interview candidates all in the same place. Their interview tool helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right from your employer dashboard. Nix the hassle, start hiring, indeed.com/credit.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI
to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Dante a screen. Kuznard, he'll shoot a three instead. Missed back of the rim. Rebound out to Evans. Stolen away by Love. Caleb on a breakaway windmill jam. 94-67 Cats.
I'll tell you what, team that is very much nationally, I don't know if flying under the radar is the right phrase, but needs to garner more attention. The Arizona Wildcats, they're currently sixth in the AP poll. They got a shot at a number one seed, depending on how they do in the Pac-12 tournament. Their head coach is Tommy Lloyd, who joins us right now. He is also a huge Beastie Boys fan, so there cannot be anything wrong with this man. It's Carlin versus Joe. Chris Carlin, Joe Fortenbaugh. Coach, we appreciate a few minutes. And all right, number one Beastie Boys song is what?
Oh, wow. We're going right for it. Hey, first off, what a great start to my morning. Getting the lead in by Gratitude by the Beastie Boys. Man, I would say if I'm picking one, and I have this, you can catch me at any moment, I would probably say Root Down.
Okay, not bad.
A great, great song and just great vibes. And it's also a really cool jazz song, you know, that they sampled off of. So, So do your research. The best of all time, the Beastie Boys.
Oh, listen, if I go Sure Shot or if I go Sabotage, am I too basic of a Beastie Boys fan?
Yeah, probably a little basic, but, you know, we welcome all. You know, we welcome all. We're fully inclusive.
Coach, you know, you guys are getting ready for the Pac-12 tournament in Las Vegas. This is the final Pac-12 tournament with the conference heading in a very different direction next season. You know, what would it mean for you guys to be able to go out there and bring down the curtain one last time in the Pac-12?
Well it would be awesome. And, you know, we just wrapped up the regular season, and we were fortunate enough to, you know, to win the Pac-12 regular season championship the last time. Now, you know, we maybe let our guard a little bit down on Saturday and lost, you know, to a talented USC team after we had wrapped it up. So I'm a coach. I'm sitting at my desk here at home trying to figure this thing out. And I should feel a little bit better about winning a championship. But I know this, the conference tournament is going to be tough. And, you know, our first game is going to be Thursday, either against Washington, who's really talented, or a USC team that just beat us. So, you know, things aren't going to get easy, but we didn't ask for it easy. And so I'm fired up to see how we're going to handle this.
Tommy Lloyd, head coach of Arizona, currently ranked sixth in the AP, joining us right now, Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio. You know, there's been all the talk about what's going on with the Pac-12 conference. Do you think that some of that talk has taken away from what's actually happened on the court in the conference this year?
You know, I mean, I wouldn't say not really. You know, we have some really talented teams in this conference, and, you know, they were maybe injured or kind of put it together early and you know, maybe underperformed, you know, from how good I think they are in the non-conference. But, you know, so that maybe knocked us off the national, you know, scale a little bit. But, you know, the Pac-12 has an amazing history. And it's something that we should fully embrace, and just, you know, things happen. And it's not my job to sit here to speculate or get emotional or sentimental. My job is just to deal with the reality that's been handed down. And, you know, we're finishing up the Pac-12 and we're fired up to be part of the Big 12 next year.
fifth toughest out-of-conference schedule this season for your Arizona Wildcats. You got a win at Cameron Indoor Stadium against Duke in November. How is that schedule preparing you for this time of year?
Well, it's been a bear. It's been awesome. And we did it intentional. You know, Arizona, we feel like, is a national program, and we want to play, you know, national caliber games year-round. So for us to schedule like that, we think it's really prepared us for the battles that are to come. But, guys, hey, more importantly, you know, one of the reasons I'm on this call is because things do get real tough. And to bring notoriety that March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, reality hits us hard as coaches, but it hits us as humans a little bit harder. And, you know, and I've teamed up with, you know, with Exact Sciences, the Blue Hat Foundation, Jamal Mashburn, you know, to challenge everyone 45 and older, you know, to box out colon cancer and get screened for this disease. I've learned a lot about it recently. And ours, I don't know how old you guys are, but this impacts me and my age group, the 45 to 50 year old males. You know, are seem to be the ones that are getting hit hardest by this. So we want to bring awareness to this cause and make sure every, you know, male or individual over 45 is getting screened for colon cancer.
Coach, it's a great message. And listen, I only speak for myself being, you know, 29 years old, but that's just me. I know I sound like I might be late 40s, you know, early 50s, but it is a great message. I mean, and we're going to get to that in a second, but just also the idea, Coach, that your team has never lost back-to-back games under you. So how have you been able to bounce back? What has been the kind of the mantra that has allowed your team to bounce back every time there's been a loss?
Well, you just jinxed us. So I'm going to have to figure that one out right there. But to be honest with you, we've never addressed it. You know, and it's probably a little bit, you know, random. I don't you know, have a, you know, a tab in my coaching, you know, book that says, you know, how to respond to a loss. You know, I think you respond to it by just trying to get better. And we would do the same thing with a win, but maybe sometimes a loss gets your players' attention a little bit. And, you know, and I'm sure, you know, we're going to lose back-to-back games at some point. I mean, you know, I've been doing this stuff for 25 years and I know winning's hard. So, you know, we're fortunate to have bounced back and, you know, we got to see if our guys can do it again this week.
If you go back a few years, Virginia found themselves as a number one seed, and they were the first one seed in history to get knocked out of the opening round of the tournament. So the next year, a lot of people look at them and just completely discredit them. Oh, by the way, they go on to win the whole freaking thing. You guys got shocked a little bit by Princeton last year, 2-15. Do you use what Virginia did a few years ago as a bit of a rallying cry as you're heading into the tournament that you can't overlook anybody?
You know, I mean, not necessarily, but obviously it's good to know that other teams have responded in a similar situation. I think for us, what we've done is we've just owned it. I mean, you know, we lost to a really good Princeton team in a hard-fought game, and, you know, we didn't play our best, and they played well enough at the end to win. So I didn't want to ever do anything to discredit Princeton. And for us, we have to own it. That's the only way you can write the next chapter in your story, is if you own what happened. And so we've owned it. We feel like we've addressed it. We feel like we're, our culture is stronger now. We hope we're better prepared, but, you know, but again, I mean, you're probably going to see something similar happen to some team in this year's tournament. I think it's going to be more common, you know, in the years to come than maybe it was in the past. Cause I just think there's so much parity in college basketball today.
Coach, you mentioned it earlier, Box Out Colon Cancer, the campaign. You're urging people 45 and older to get screened. It is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Give us the details again about what you're doing with them.
Well, first off, for more information, you know, anyone can go to boxoutcoloncancer.com. And, you know, when you look at this thing, what's so interesting to me when I was approached with these guys to work with them is that 90% of these cases are preventable. It's just that no one's testing, and testing is so easy to do now. You know, I mean, I've done it. It's really easy. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, you get advice from your medical professional, but you can do it at home, and, you know, and just mail it in and you'll get the results. And if it's 90% preventable, and what is right now, it's the number one killer of men under the age of 50 is colon cancer. So, you know, I thought the least I could do is bring some awareness to this, and, you know, at a time, you know, and I know everyone wants to talk March Madness, but, you know, if this can help out a handful of dudes across the country that are listening to your show, I mean, that's as good as getting to the Sweet 16 for me.
Coach, great stuff. We appreciate it. Best of luck here, not just Pac-12 tournament, but also as the NCAAs come up here. You got a really good team. Bob Valvano the other day told me, said, you're the most talented team he has seen this year, thinks you're the best team overall. So once again, we have jinxed you. You're welcome.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the platform.
That's Tommy Lloyd, Arizona Wildcats head coach. Carlin versus Joe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Top free agent wide receiver has told us where he wants to sign, but will a deal get done? That's after Joe has this from our friends over at Grainger.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have both the knowledge and the experience to answer all your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Carlin versus Joe, free agency frenzy.
Wednesday at 4, tampering legally ends.
I'd also like to be the place for illegal tampering.
Continuing coverage.
Whoa.
Free agency frenzy.
Frenzy.
On Carlin versus Joe on ESPN Radio.
I'll tell you what, Joe, you know what we are? We're blessed. We're blessed. Because so much of this stuff happens during our show, and it's just continuing to happen. We've got more breaking news that comes during the...
Carlin versus Joe. Breaking news.
We were talking about him earlier this hour. Derrick Henry signing a 2-year, $16 million deal. 9 guaranteed in the first year with the Baltimore Ravens. Now remember, as Adam Schefter points out, they did try to trade for Derrick Henry during the season last year, and now the Ravens get their running back. How about it?
Intriguing that Tennessee didn't want to move him, and now they get virtually nothing in return, given the fact that he hit free agency and the Ravens make the splash.
That's what good organizations do.
Well, that's why they are where they are. They can go ahead and talk to Carolina about the Brian Burns situation as well. Yeah. Those two would have a lot to share over cocktails. Great move for the Ravens. People might say that's pretty cheap considering what Saquon Barkley went for. Well, let's start with that. Derrick Henry's on the wrong side of 30 years old. He's also averaging 305 rushing attempts per season over the last 5 seasons. Mm-hmm. Think about that for a second. If you don't understand the perspective, completely understandable. You're not going to spend your entire day breaking down these numbers. 300 carries in any given season is a monstrous number for an NFL running back. To average 300 rushing attempts per season over a five-year stretch is simply phenomenal. It speaks to the workhorse nature of Derrick Henry. It also speaks to the fact that he's not going to get a massive deal because there might not be a whole lot left, given the fact that we just saw him average 4.2 yards per carry in Tennessee. But Baltimore isn't looking for a running back that can carry the ball 300 times during the regular season. I don't even think Baltimore needs him to do all that much during the regular season. Baltimore's clearly constructed to have success during the regular season. They have a top five defense. They have a solid offensive line. They have weapons at tight end and wide receiver, and they've got a two-time MVP at quarterback. Baltimore's problem is whether or not they can get the job done in the postseason. That is where you're going to want Derrick Henry fresh. You need to take as much pressure off the shoulders of quarterback Lamar Jackson as humanly possible when you get to the playoffs, because he is not the type of guy who can put a franchise on his shoulders and carry them through a minimum of three, maximum of four playoff games against elite competition. He's not that guy. People want to believe he is. Maybe somewhere down the line he'll show that. To date, he is not. Excellent regular season quarterback, average playoff quarterback. Bringing in a guy like Derrick Henry gives you someone to lean on in the running game to keep Lamar Jackson from having to do too much, which right now is how you need to be thinking if you're the Baltimore Ravens and the playoffs yet again are right around the corner.
I love the move. I do. There's a couple of things you can point to. Number one, you know, you're going over the last 5 years. How about just the last two? All right. Being later in his career, right? Averaging with having missed one game in here, averaging 315 carries each of the last two seasons. I mean, that's absurd. And then, Joe, here's the question I have about it. You were adamant on Saquon Barkley and the Ravens being the perfect fit. And I understand why. Because not only does he run the ball, but he catches the ball more than Derrick Henry does out of the backfield. Is it at all concerning to you that they made Derrick Henry their guy when this is somebody that's not going to catch the ball more than 30 times?
No, not concerning. I thought Barkley was a better fit, but the most important thing was getting Jackson help. That's the key for the Baltimore Ravens, getting Jackson help.
He's
not the guy in the playoffs. He just isn't. We saw it again. Couldn't handle Kansas City. Brock Purdy played better against the Kansas City Chiefs than Lamar Jackson did. You have to process that and think to yourself, as much as we don't want to admit that in Baltimore, that's the case. Oh, by the way, that was a home game for the Ravens. Purdy had to play the Chiefs on a neutral site. That's what we're talking about. Purdy wasn't exceptional against him, but he was better than Jackson was. And we've seen these problems before from Lamar Jackson in the playoffs. You've got to put him in a situation where you don't ask too much of him. And I know that sounds crazy because you pay him like he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, but that's what the market warranted. He has given you remarkable regular seasons for quite some time. He just can't get it done in the playoffs. You got to get him someone who can help him in the postseason. Because if you're going to go into the playoffs this year against teams like Cincinnati, Buffalo, the Chiefs, and whoever else may emerge, maybe it's the Houston Texans who pop again this year, you're going to have to find a way to put Jackson in a spot where he can play well three or four games in a row. He has shown throughout his career he's not capable of doing that. Henry, if rested for the playoffs, can take a lot off your shoulders.
I know that I'm going to come across as a little Pollyanna on this one, because when it comes to running backs, the numbers don't lie about when they fall apart and when it gets away from them. I watched this guy, not just the workout videos, which are ridiculous, but I watched this guy this past year in, let's see, his eighth year with 1,100 yards. Yes, 4.2 a carry, but look at his quarterback situation and look at his offensive line situation and how productive he was still able to be with all of that being the case, and double-digit touchdowns again. So, again, maybe naive on my part, Joe. He's one of those guys that if you're going to tell me he's dead, show me the body. Like, you're going to tell me his career's over. We may have seen little doses of diminished production, little tiny, you know, inklings of it. I actually need to see it fully before I believe it.
It's a solid stat line considering every single opponent of the Tennessee Titans begins their week by saying, look, We got to account for Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
If we account for Derrick Henry, we should be fine because the rest of that Titans offense offers no threat whatsoever.
A.J. Brown's long gone.
Yeah, and if you're the Titans and you get upset by that, that's on you. I mean, the proof's in the pudding. You don't win a lot of games. You don't score a lot of points. You struggle to move the ball down the field. You have no idea what you're doing at quarterback. Perhaps you're going to build something up with Levis, but opposing defensive coordinators are coming in there looking to shut down Henry and looking to force you to throw the ball. They want you throwing the ball because they know you don't do it very well. Yet, Henry's going to one of the best situations he's ever been in his career. I say one of because he was in some good situations with Tennessee when they were at their absolute peak a few years ago when Ryan Tannehill was at his absolute peak. But you go to Baltimore, you're not going to be asked to carry the ball 300 times during the regular season. If that's what the Ravens are thinking, forget about it. This guy will be out of gas by the time you get to the playoffs, and it'll be a playoff exit early and unceremoniously, like it has been so many times before. You want him to just be a complimentary piece through the first 4 months of the season. Bring him up to speed in December if you need to jockey for playoff positioning, and then hit the ground running when you get to the playoffs. That's what he can do for you. I think he landed in a great situation, and Saquon Barkley landed in a great situation. Two running backs who were on two dog crap football teams that were headed in lousy directions both found their way on the playoff contenders on offenses with other weapons that are going to take some of the burden off you. You got to be real happy. Maybe not financially, but from a chance to win perspective, Henry and Barkley did quite well over the last 2 days.
Well, Barkley should be happy financially because that, you know, he got paid 12 and a half a year and he got 26 million. He finally got the deal that he was hoping to get. As far as Henry's concerned, I'm sure he understands where the money is, but
he's also gotten paid in the past. That's what Barkley had never gotten.
This is not a, nobody is holding any sort of a GoFundMe situation for Derrick Henry. And the dude just runs people over. Like, if I ever could think of a guy that would fit the prototype of a Baltimore Raven running back, it would be him.
You have them as your favorites in the North?
I think right now they have to be. Everything that you say about Lamar Jackson is 100% correct, but he is still an amazing regular season quarterback. So, yeah, Burrow's coming back, and we want to see him be healthy. But I still have to have them as the favorites in the North.
They'll win a lot of games, but we're looking to the postseason. That's always going to be the key with them.
The moves keep coming. We'll rank them next.
This is the Carlin versus Joe podcast on ESPN Radio.